Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Seeing reports of the snow beginning in Colorado this weekend. I saw a picture from yesterday of the state track meet in the state of Wyoming. Quite the scene. A little snow falling there.
I don't like that.
That's not fun. Don't think we're in danger of that here.
The snow has already postponed your big Flames fan now, the outdoor watch party outside of the arena tonight.
What?
For the Calgary Flames
game.
No! Yeah.
I was going to go.
Well, yeah, now it's been canceled.
Why would they cancel it because of snow there in Canada?
Yeah, I feel like that would be like expected or used to it, but no, they've canceled it. Must be a doozy.
Don't need that on May 20th.
No.
Keep that out of my life. So remember, we usually have the TVs on and sometimes comment on what's going on said TVs. As right now, Joe Buck is on day two of his PGA Championship coverage, sitting in a comfortable chair on ESPN.
Talking with Freddie Couples.
Talking with Freddie Couples today. Just bringing in whoever wants to come and chat for a few minutes. Peyton and Eli were on yesterday. But we occasionally will comment what's going on TV, and we usually are interested in on Wednesdays in particular because Stephen A. Smith and Chris Russo are going back and forth.
It's Mad Dog to you.
Yelling at each other. And remember a couple Wednesdays ago when the debate came up of Chris Paul versus Bob Cousy. J.J. Redick and Mad Dog Russo,
there you go,
were involved in this debate. Yes, once again, Bob Cousy versus Chris Paul. Redick said of Cousy on the April 20th episode, he was being guarded by plumbers and firemen. Not that far off from what we have said on this show.
Correct.
In fact, I believe yesterday you said something to that effect about plumbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Bob Cousy.
I'm a Celtics fan.
Bob Cousy has just heard about this. Bob Cousy is 93 years old.
There it is.
He has found out. And he has issued a statement. Would you like me to read it?
Yeah. I think I would like you to read the words of a 93-year-old man who is angry. Thought I left that job, but
hey,
whatever.
Have
we're back
some
here.
Respect. People with less talent will always try to make a name for themselves by criticizing other people and hopefully getting some attention and perhaps increasing their credibility.
I'm sorry. Did the statement start with have some respect?
No.
Or was that you editorializing?
No, that was me. I was talking to you. Have some respect, damn it. So when you respond to something like this, which you are doing, Bob, 93-year-old Bob Cousy, you are playing into their hands. I won't do that.
Wait.
I will not respond. I will defend the firemen and the plumbers that he referenced. And I'll just give you a few of the names of these firemen that I played with and against during those years. How about Bill Russell? Not too bad of a player. Wilt Chamberlain. Remember that guy? He wasn't bad. I guess he must have fought fires as well. But in any event, Wilt Chamberlain. And that is a real quote from 93-year-old Bob Cousy.
I really like the quote.
I love the quote. I think we should have Bob Cousy on the next show. He has takes.
You want me to reach out to the Cousy camp?
I just want to see him in the J.J. Redick, Stephen A. Smith, Christopher Russo. I want him to make that triangle square.
And just have them all yell at each
other? Well, it'd be him and Mad Dog. They'd be on the same side because Mad Dog's like 60 going on 95.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Bob Cousy? They would just sit there and be like, and Chris Russo would just be like, this guy. Do you guys have any respect for what this man did?
You saw, I assume you saw.
He played for the Celtics.
J.J. Redick on Twitter.
Did he fire back at Bob Cousy?
No, but somebody asked him, hey, why'd you say this about this earlier this week on First Take? And he said, oh, yeah, the producers made me answer their dumb question. I didn't want to talk about that as a topic, so I didn't have anything prepared.
J.J. Redick is he's gaining some steam here.
Bob Cousy played in the NBA from 1950 to 1963, where during that era, several players retired and literally became plumbers.
Hey, come on. Was Wilt Chamberlain a plumber?
Wilt Chamberlain was putting out fires of a different kind each and every night across this great land and often again in the morning.
You want to hear some more Bob Cousy quotes?
I kind of do. All right. I hate it, but I kind of do.
Still, in my judgment, the best small forward that ever played the game, a guy named Elgin Baylor, Cousy said. A couple of point guards weren't too shabby. My colleague, who also had an award created in his name, a guy named Oscar Robertson, who was pound for pound, perhaps the best player in the game. Jerry West wasn't too shabby. The guys on our team, Sam and Casey Jones, a guy named Hondo Havlicek, it was only a matter of time, wasn't too bad. And then, so, Tom Heinsohn, Frank Ramsey, George Mikan, Bob Pettit. I could go on and on. We must have had the best firemen and plumbers on the planet. And I was very proud to play with all of them. That is Bob Cousy.
Best small forward of all time, huh? When your options were LeBron, Kevin Durant, Dr. J, Larry Bird.
I believe the JJ thing, like, it sounds a bit inflammatory. It's not anything too far out of control from what we've heard anybody say recently. But I could get how somebody would take offense to that. I don't know that Bob Cousy... What are we talking about? Bob Cousy. Anyway.
We're laughing at the story while also entertaining it.
Yes, let's entertain it real quick. I believe the point from J.J. Redick was, like, the depth of talent in the league is not exactly what it is today.
And Udonis Haslam would smoke anyone Bob Cousy played against, with the exception of, like, Wilt and Elgin Baylor.
If you took a time machine and you put Joakim Noah in 1955, he would have been regarded as one of the greatest players of all time.
He would have been a unicorn.
So, oh my God. He can dunk with two hands. So I believe the point was that the depth of talent in the league wasn't quite what it is now. And then Bob Cousy, 93-year-old Bob Cousy, responds by firing off some of the greatest players that played in his era, like the 10 greatest players that played in his era, who were all very, very good basketball players and probably would have some success today. But the point still stands, they were all being guarded by plumbers and firemen.
You can make your own leaps and bounds here. Earl Francis Lloyd was the first black player in the NBA. He played in 1950. Bob Cousy started in 1950.
Mm-hmm. So?
Bob Cousy integrated the NBA. That's what I'm saying.
Way to go, Bob. Bob Cousy.
How did we get here?
Well, Bob Cousy has quotes.
I know.
Bob Cousy has takes.
I mean,
he just found out about him. It happened a month ago.
That's very on brand for a 93-year-old.
Okay, but let's be serious. Should we be more respectful?
Ooh.
Should we have some more GD respect?
Probably, but I don't.
Because that is a very common, like, sentiment. Like, hey, those guys were really good, but, you know, Babe Ruth was a generational talent. He was also drunk and smashing hot dogs. And he's regarded as one of the greatest players of all time. Who was he playing against? Yeah, he had some great players in his era.
A couple. Most of them were on his own team.
Mm-hmm. Should we drop the whole plumbers and firefighters thing?
I think we should drop the Babe Ruth thing because he could obviously still do that while drunk. That's pretty impressive.
I just want more Bob Cousy takes. I think they're going to get Bob Cousy on First Take next week. I think they do. I don't think they have any choice.
I would search Twitter.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Bob Cousy.
And have J.J. Redick just shred him?
Yeah. Omaha connection. Bob Cousy coached for the Cincinnati, Kansas City, Omaha franchise, 69-73.
J.J. Redick, who at no point in his career was ever better than like a top, you know, 75 player in the league.
Yeah. we call Larry Bird like the greatest shooter of his generation. And then you look at his numbers compared to like Steph and it's like, oh, Larry Bird, these numbers are nothing. Like Steph does this in a game. Like I didn't realize the game had changed that much.
Yeah. Well, they don't play defense like they used to.
Some teams do. Some teams are, you know,
those plumbers.
Some teams still wearing the same jerseys are playing lots of defense. Played last night. Did really well.
All right.
Trot Bob Cousy out for game three this weekend.
All right. That's it for today's version of Bob Cousy Takes. Jordan Addison is shockingly going to go to USC.
What?
There was an interesting nugget in the Athletic story. I want to take some time to talk about it. So it comes with the notion that there is tampering, which there is in this sport right now, and how coaches either play the game or don't play the game. We'll talk about that a little bit next year on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.